Hey, what's going on, my friend? It's Jordan Kalish here. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Really looking forward to sharing today's episode with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing a solo episode. Now, these solo episodes will consist of either an Instagram live that I've created or a separate video that I pulled from somewhere else that I really wanted to share on the podcast so you could have the audio experience. Now, whenever I do these solo episodes, particularly the Instagram lives, they're really just a stream of consciousness. I try not to plan them too much. I just allow whatever needs to come through me in that moment to come through. And usually the content is just what is needed for the person on the other side. And I trust that if you're here about to receive this, there's something here for you. So I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. My one request is if you did get some value from this solo episode, please ensure that you subscribe if you haven't already so that I can keep you posted when more of these come out, and share it with a friend as well if you got something useful from this information. So again, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking in this knowledge. It says so much about you to be on this journey. And I really hope you get something from today's episode. So enjoy. Yes, here we are. Let's go. Good to hang with you. Felt like it was time. It was time for us to reconvene, to reconnect, to spend some quality time together on here. Instagram family, what's going on? Such a beautiful day in Austin today. The sun is back out. It's charging me up with energy. So spring is in the air. It is a new season. It is a new energy. It's time for us to gather together in this beautiful Friday afternoon. Wanted to drop in. Got some things that I want to share. Yeah, I'm in Austin, Kataya. Got some things I want to share. Just things that are fresh, you know, things that are on my heart. Like when energy is high, you know, when love is in your heart or gratitude is in your heart. That's when higher level of thoughts start to come through. And that's what I love to share. I love to share when I'm feeling gratitude and wholeness in my heart and my body, because what comes through in those times is often fresh. It's insightful. It's creative. It's new. It's relevant, right? So here we are. Spencer King, what's good? Riding the high off a call with one of my favorite clients and soul brother, Spencer. What a fucking legend. we're on here, and after chatting with my bro, Spencer, there are some things that are fresh. There are some things that are coming through that I want to share with you, because there might be something in this, what I'm about to share, that might open something in you or unlock something, you know, and that's really what this is all about, you know, our journey here in life, our journey through life. It's all about being receptive to what is trying to move through you, what is trying to be expressed through this unique vessel that you are occupying. And what I've discovered that the main thing that we need to prioritize is remembering why you were put here. Why have you come to Earth at this time? And what I've discovered or noticed recently in this specific time in our evolution as humans, that this is a volatile time. There's a lot of forgetting, there's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of uncertainty that's starting to surface during this time. And there's many reasons for that. You know, cosmically, there's lots of things going on at this time in history, right? We're going to eclipse coming up next month. You know, we've just gone through a new seasonal transition. And often during these periods, it will feel a bit shaky. You know, the foundations are being shook. What used to work for you previously may not be working for you now. And it's time for us to really step into this new level. That's the title of the live today. What's going on, guys? Thanks for being here. Really great to just gather and hang out on a Friday. You know, it's what it's all about. So we're making room for a new level in our lives. I don't know if you've been feeling this as well, but like recently I've just realized there's a lot of things that are not in alignment for me anymore. The ways that I used to go about business, things that I've been doing, ways that I've been training, foods that I've been eating, like they're just not in alignment anymore, right? And that's what's happening. We are being forced to confront or look at what's not working, what's now heavy. Yeah, the quantum leaps, that's it, Gabriella. And the courageous part of us, the courageous step that we all must embark on is learning to let go, learning to die to the old parts of us so that we can make room for something new to be born. And it's a test. You know, it's a test when that happens, because I know for myself, I sometimes like to cling to the old way. You know, I resist change like it's normal. I think it's a normal human thing to resist change. And we judge. It's easy to judge when, like, you're not feeling like your best, or you used to rely on some practice or something and or ritual, and it's just not working anymore. Well, that's okay. Can we have grace? Yes, Shatil. Grace is one of the main intentions that I've been setting for this time, and I would invite you to take that on as well. How can you be graceful during this period of change, right? Spring energy. There is change in the air. There is something new springing to the surface, internally and externally. Your body is attuned with nature, so when nature is changing, you are changing, right? And the practice of grace is learning to be okay with change when it shows up. Learning to allow change to move, because it is what we signed up for when we chose to come to Earth. We signed up for the world of change, temporary impermanence. Everything dies, everything gets rebirthed. So we are in that cycle right now of change, right? And remembering is the thing that I always come back to. Because when you forget the purpose, when you get the reasons why you're doing things, it can be easy to get lost in the confusion, the doubt, the anxiety, the heaviness, the shame, the anger, the frustration, whatever it is. When you're in those states, you've just forgotten, right? You've just forgotten what's important. You've just forgotten why you've been put here, right? And this live today is to support you in remembering, into coming home back to yourself. Because when I remember that love, abundance, wholeness, freedom, gratitude is always available to me. There's nothing I need to do or get to. There's nothing I need to become. There's nothing I need to prove to be worthy of receiving those emotions. Those emotions are actually the currency that we're all chasing. You guys feel that? Like, you guys, I know you guys know that. If you'd be tuning into this content, you already know that, that feelings are the currency, that emotions are the thing that we're actually looking to achieve. But we forget that we can always make deposits into our emotional bank account. The emotional bank account is always open. Right, and it's a switch that we must flip with our intention to be open to receiving, to be open to filling the cup, right? And we can do it every single moment, right? We can do it anytime, anywhere. We can choose to flip the switch, to open abundance to flow in our hearts, in through our bodies, and to fill our cup. And we realize, or I've realized, there is nothing we need to do to be able to access that. If you go outside and you watch the trees, I look at the trees outside, you watch them, they're not actually doing anything, but they are receiving and they are pulling in abundance that allows life to be expressed from them. Life that allows them to give to the animals, to the bees, to the birds. They're not doing anything. Our bodies are the same. We don't need to do anything to be worthy of receiving abundant life energy that allows us to give, to be of service, to be of value. And whenever we think otherwise, we've forgotten. You guys feel that? You guys feel me? You guys with me? So whatever pressure you've been putting on yourself, whatever thoughts tell you you need to be further along in the journey, or you should have achieved more by now, you should have done this by now, it's an illusion, it's a lie. Nothing is wrong, nothing is broken, nothing needs to be fixed. You're not in the wrong place, you're not having a breakdown. It's just about remembering that maybe you're learning to recalibrate to a new level of receiving. And that this time may require you to create space in your life so that you can attune yourself to what this new frequency of love, gratitude, and wholeness feels like. I mean, you know how, like, you're changing the dial of a radio station. You go off one channel and you go into static and it's like, oh shit, we've lost the connection. But when you're moving it to a new station, you're just moving it up in frequency, and all of a sudden a new station will come through, add a new tune, a new melody. So we're like, nature is just tuning us to a new station. We don't have control of that. We think we have control of the station that we're on, in terms of collectively, cosmically. No. We're all being reattuned. And a big part of what we're here to learn is to let go of thinking we have control. You know, and when you surrender to that a little bit more and just realize, okay, all we need to do sometimes when we've got lost and we've forgotten is just to create space with your intention. Choose to open up the flow and allow, okay, what do I need to receive? What do I need to relax into? What do I need to, you know, activate in my body? And remember, there's nothing you need to do. Thanks, AD. Thanks for being here, guys. This is the Friday flow. It's the Friday expression. You know, and there is always a death that's going down. You know, you guys realize that. There's deaths that happen in life. You know, there's mini deaths and big deaths. But when we go through a period of dying to older parts of ourselves, it's scary. It's scary. You know, just acknowledge that. It's okay to be afraid. You know, and then often our mind will develop these strategies or mechanisms to protect us from having to feel fear. It will keep us distracted. Have you guys noticed that? When things are going a little bit, you know, when times are uncertain and you feel a bit stressed or anxious, your mind will want to distract you and pull you away from just being with that fear. All of our minds do that. My mind does that. Thanks for being here, guys. Glad the videos have been helpful. So you know now, you guys know this, that the mind's job is to protect you. Yeah? The mind is just here to protect you. Your mind just cares about you being alive. It doesn't care about your expansion. It doesn't care about your evolution. That's your heart and your soul and your body's job. Your body is wired with nature, which is wired with evolution. So, in that knowing, we must learn to acknowledge that the mind is going to want to pull us away from that. And our practice is learning to just quieten the mind and just being with, like, okay, what's in my body right now? What's trying to expand or emerge or evolve? And very often, if we've ignored the body for long enough, sometimes fear will start to build. Residues of fear will accumulate in the body. So it's a courageous act. It's a courageous act to stop, to not act on the fear, to not act on an impulse and do things that are not in your highest good. You guys know what they are, right? We'll do it. Like, sometimes I drink too much coffee. Sometimes I eat food I shouldn't eat, right? Like, it's my mind trying to distract me from the fear. And it takes courage. But you guys wouldn't be here listening to this content, tuning into what I'm sharing, if you were not ready to step into this new level of courageous action. To go, no, I'm going to look at fear right in the face. I'm going to stop and look at whatever it is inside of me that is afraid and just hold it. Look it in the eyes and just say, it's okay to be afraid. And remember, the fear is the old you, the younger you, right? Maybe it's the younger you from when you were 3. Maybe it's the younger you from last year that's afraid of letting go of what used to work last year to make room for something new. And just know that it's a part of being human to be afraid of those things. I'm with you, Lo. Yeah. Lodesto, drinking too much, eating too much, screen time. Like, we all fall into these patterns of distraction when we're afraid. So we're all the same on that level, okay? And the fact that you guys are here opening to this means you're a fucking courageous human. You're choosing to evolve. You're choosing to go up in consciousness. You're choosing to let go of the density and the heaviness that so many people are entrapped in. So many people, systems in the world set up to trap people in this lower density consciousness so they can be controlled, but not you. So in this time of change, when fear is uprising, fear is coming up, remember to face it. There are many ways to face it. Yeah, look, Trev beat me to it. Look at all those ways you can face it. Mindfulness, stoicism, CBT, Buddhism, living in the moment, non-duality, yes, all of that. But the only way to face fear is to just listen to it. You know what I mean? Like, you know how it's like a relationship, right? You know, when you're in a relationship with someone, what creates a good relationship? Quality time, listening, physical touch. We must create that with ourselves. You must create time where you listen to yourself and your body. Have a relationship with this vessel and a relationship with the intelligence that allows this vessel to be alive. You can call that intelligence God, spirit, the universe. But that relationship is the number one priority. It should be, or I'm inviting you to set that as your number one priority. Because when you start to commune and you make time to relate and to connect with that intelligence, all of a sudden it starts to speak to you. All of a sudden you get insights, you get clarity, right? You get clarity on like, oh, okay. In this season, like my body is being pulled in this direction. My body wants to go here, wants to eat these things. When we are confused, it means we lack clarity. It means we haven't been listening. You guys with me there? Yeah. Yes, Sarah, that's it. So whatever you choose to prioritize in your life, or in terms of, you'll know what your priorities are. It's very easy to know what someone's priorities are based on what they do in the first couple hours of their day. Okay, so reflect on that. What did you do for the first 2 hours of your morning today? And that will tell you a lot about what your priorities are. If you filled the space, if you picked up your phone, if you went and gave your attention away to something else outside of you, it means you haven't prioritized the most important relationship. The relationship with your body and the relationship with the intelligence that allows your body to be alive. And one of the biggest shifts that will happen in your life when you make that relationship the number one priority, and you choose not to compromise it. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for the last 9 years. And one of the ways, or one of the things that's allowed that relationship to continue to flourish, is because it's not the number one relationship in my life. And it's easy to fall into that trap of wanting to just give to other people, especially for the people pleasers and the nice guys and all the empaths on here. We just want to help other people, right? But you can't do that if you are not giving from the overflow, if your relationship with God or spirit is not the primary purpose in your life. So I wanted to share that. You know, I wanted to remind you that everything that you're chasing, everything that you want, is available to you in that space, in that relationship, in that relating or communing with God or nature or spirit. It's all there. And something that I also feel like that we're being called to right now as a collective or as a tribe or as a group, if you're in this sphere or you're listening to my content and this kind of personal development information, the next level to this is community. We are being called to be in community right now, to be around other people, to share space with other people who are on this frequency. Like, I know you guys feel that. Like, this stuff is great. Like, I like social media, cool. I've met some of the most amazing people through social media, but the purpose of social media is to get the fuck off this thing and connect with other people who feel you, who resonate with you, who are at their frequency. So come on here, find those people, but then get off of it and spend time with them. Whether it's, if you can't be in person, do it on a Zoom call. Whatever you gotta do, right? And that's why I run retreats, yeah? So like, I've got a men's retreat coming up in May, in a couple of months, because I wanna bring people together. Like, if you resonate with my content, cool, let's come hang out. Because that's where the magic goes down. That's why I run men's programs off social media, because hey, that's where the magic goes down. Let's come together as a tribe. Let's support each other. That's when this thing accelerates. That's when you realize that you can actually move 10x the speed in which you thought you were. You don't have to stay stuck in patterns, because someone's got your back. Someone's there shining a light on the things you can't see. We're never meant to do this on our own. So I hope you get reminded of that. And for me, whenever I go through difficult times, the first thing I go to is, or sometimes, you know, if after I've spent time on my own, of course, and connecting with God, I'll often reach out to the people in my community, people who've supported me, my mentors and my coach, and just say, hey, I want to have a conversation. Can we chat? And those conversations nourish me so much. Yesterday, I had a couple of calls with some people that were really important to me. And it was such an amazing gift to just commune, to just speak with what's on your heart, and to know that someone's got you, someone's holding space for you, someone's holding a non-judgmental space. Everyone deserves that. You deserve to have that. So if you don't have that in your life, it's time to go and find it. for the men here, I host a men's group. If you want to be in community with other men, just DM me. DM me anything. And I'll hook you up. Okay, I have a call. I've got to jump off. I've got a call. Thanks for being here, guys. Important transmission today. But I appreciate you being here. And I hope you have a fantastic Friday and a fantastic weekend. Again, the lads on here, if you want to be in retreat, if you want to come hang out in person, retreat's coming up in Sedona in May. If you want to be in an online men's group where you get support, not just from me, but other legends who are on this frequency as well, DM me. Anything. We'll hook you up. There we have it, my friend. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. One last thing before you take off. I want to tell you a little bit about The Path, which is a four-month men's program that I facilitate. Enrollments are currently open. And if you're a man listening to this, or you know a man that may feel the call to step into a men's program, a men's group, then this is the opportunity for him. And if you're tuning into my content, if you're here, you're listening to this, there's some sort of resonance through what I'm putting out. There's something that's calling you to step into this work. And I have decided that I wanted to, you know, create opportunities for men to come together, to attract the right kinds of men who are willing to support each other in this journey. And what The Path is, it's a four-month men's program where we go into each of the domains, all of the domains of a man's life, his relationships, his finances, his spirituality, his health, his fitness, all the areas to help him achieve full potency. And we do this through a very specific, measurable, tracked program where we have structure and we have accountability and we have guidance. And essentially, we meet every week, we come together, we measurably track progress in each of these areas, and we have safe spaces where we can open up around other men to release the things we've been holding on to release the blockages that are holding us back from being true, authentic, grounded warriors in this earth. And if you're here, you know the urgency, you know the need for this kind of work, especially for us men to step into this new level of leadership. So I just wanted to let you know that we're now taking enrollments for the next round. It's something that, you know, I really feel that this is my heart and soul's calling to bring this work to fellow men, to fellow brothers like yourself. So if you head on over to thepathbrotherhood.com, you'll be able to learn more information about The Path, what it's about, and how to apply. And if there's something in your soul that's resonating with what I'm sharing, then please follow that calling, because on the other side of it is a whole new realm of possibility, power, and confidence that will just start to emit from you. It will emanate out of you. You deserve it, my friend. You fucking deserve it. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll see you on the inside. Take care.